the meeting and get things started. My name is Tom Campbell. I welcome you to the product approval meeting for today, Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. Just to go over our teleconference participation process, if you aren't actively participating in the conversation, please put your phone on mute. When we move to each item on the agenda, we will allow for an opportunity for public comment. We will stack names and then move through the names in the order that they were received. All right, I'll do a quick roll call of the members of the POC to ensure that we have a quorum. Commissioner Hershberger.
Yeah, present.
Commissioner Compton.
Here.
Commissioner Gilson. And Commissioner Swope.
Here.
All right, that does give us a quorum, and if the members of the staff could identify themselves, please.
Mo Madani.
Jim Hammers.
Justin Vogel.
All right. Thank you. And Commissioner Hershberger, I'll turn it to you.
All right. Good morning and a belated New Year's to everybody. Has everyone had a chance to look at the posted agenda, and are there any changes to it? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as posted?
Tom, to move to approve.
Second, Swope.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to the minutes, are there any revisions or additions to the posted meeting minutes for December 2nd, 2021 meeting? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the minutes and report as posted?
I'm to move to approve. Swope, second.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Product approval of an entity statistics report. Mo, could you please provide the product approval and entity statistics report?
Good morning. This is Mo Madani. I just want to note for you that the document that posted to the agenda for the statistic is incorrect. However, the correct information at this point is as follows. The number of approved application is 5,563, and the total of applications in the system is 6,259. With regard to products, we have 22,187 approved, a total of 24,830 in the system. For the entities, 123 approved, and a total of 426 in the system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. And all of the conditions on the conditional approvals, all the conditions from December 14th, 2021, commission meetings have been met. Mo, do you have anything else to report on those?
You are correct. All good. Thank you.
Okay, great. Committee, there's no action needed from this committee on either one of these items. So we'll move on to declaratory statements, and Tom Campbell is going to help facilitate this portion.
Good morning. Good morning. We are taking up DS-2021-0664. Is Priscilla Huff or anyone that is representing Priscilla Huff or Advanced Building Products, Inc. on the line?
Yes, Priscilla is here.
Norman, good morning. We'd like to give you an opportunity to present your petition to the PACNEL.
Yep, what we're looking for is approval or some kind of a decision being made in regards to our products that we manufacture. We've had some issues in regards to, you know, getting representation in the market for distribution. We do have a representation person in the market, and he's just having some issues with always being told we're not Florida Building Code approved. After speaking with Mo, he wanted me to do this petition for a declaratory statement in regards to, you know, if our product could be approved if it's not structural.
Do any of the members of the PAC have any clarifying questions for the petitioner? All right, Mo, I'll go to you for the staff's analysis.
Yeah, Mo Madani, and to add to what Ms. Huff have stated, the subject matter is DS 2021-064. The subject is really product manufactured for drainage and ventilation, and whether these products fall within the scope of the state product approval program. As you know, and from Rule 61G20-3, product approval, we have the scope of the product approval, which outlines what really we can approve under this program. It lists the subcategories, and also there is, you know, whether in terms of panel wall, exterior door, etc. And also under item 2, it states that this rule applies to approval of a product and system which comprise the building envelope and structural frame for compliance with the structural requirements of the Florida Building Code. So the scope of this program is limited to those products that are structural in nature. Also, we have Section 61G20-3.002 definitions, which define what structural components and elaborate on the subcategory for these categories of products that listed under 61G20-3.001. Based on all that, staff analysis, the question in this case is, does APP products manufactured for drainage and ventilation need to go through the product approval process to be approved by the Florida Building Commission if they are not structural? The answer to the petitioner's question is no. Based on Rule 61G-3.001 scope and 61G20-3.002 definitions, the drainage and ventilation of products in question are not structural products and therefore do not fall within the scope of the state product approval program. However, these products must meet the requirements of the Florida Building Code and are subject to approval by the local authority having jurisdiction. Thank you.
All right. Do any members of the PAC have any questions for Mo? Ms. Huff, do you have any questions for Mo?
The only question would be, once we go through the process, will we get something in writing stating this? Will we get a copy of it?
You will get an order that is mailed to you with the answer to your question in it, yes.
Perfect. Okay, thank you.
Do any members of the public want to make a comment on the declaratory statement or the staff's analysis? All right, then we will now move to the members of the PAC for a motion or more discussion.
Thank you, Thomas. Is there any discussion on the from the members of the POC on this declaratory statement? Hearing none, can we get a motion to approve the answer as stated by the staff?
Tom, to move to approve staff analysis.
Pope, second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Consent agenda and entity product approval, Tom?
Sure. We have a consent agenda for entities that are recommended for approval. There are 12. Do we have any public comment or request to pull any of the entities from the consent agenda? Okay, I'll go to you now, Commissioner Hershberger.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of the product entities, the 12 of them, recommended for approval as posted? Thanks, Dave.
This is Bob Madani. I think correction is there's 14 instead of 12.
Sorry about that.
Yep, I saw the second page here. So friendly amendment, 12, or 14, not 12. And with that, we'll move forward with the motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next, we move to the product approval applicants with comments. Tom?
Sure. The first agenda we have there is the consent agenda of the province of products with comments that are recommended for approval. There are 155 of those. Would anyone like to pull a product without comments from the consent agenda? Are there any public comments? All right, I'll go to you, Commissioner Hershberger.
All right, thank you again, Tom. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products without comments that are recommended?
Council move to approve.
Second, Swope.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
All right, we'll move to the consent agenda of products with comments that are recommended for approval. There are 8 of those. Would anyone like to pull a product from this consent agenda? Do we have any public comment? Back to you, Commissioner Hershberger.
Okay, thank you again. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products, 8 of them, recommended for approval with comments?
Council move to approve.
Second, Swope.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. One more here, Tom.
All right, we got a consent agenda of products with comments that are recommended for conditional approval. We have 3 of those. Would anyone like to pull a product from this consent agenda? Are there any public comments? All right, and back to you.
All right, great. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda of products, 3 of them, with comments recommended for conditional approval?
Have to move to approve conditional approval.
Thank you. Any all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. And the last one here, Tom.
Yep, this is the review and approval of consent agenda of DBPR product approval at the applications. There are a total of 89 DBPR applications. 88 of the applications have been approved. 1 application received comments, and the application is being revised for compliance, and no further action is needed on these.
Thank you, Tom. Is there any public comment on any of these items? Hearing none, are there any additional committee member comments? Are there any staff member comments?
Is Ms. Huff still on the call?
Tom, according to my screen, it looks like she's not.
Okay, so she's gone. Okay, that's fine. Then I don't have any.
I'm here.
Oh, you're still there? I just wanted to clarify my comment to you. So the POC, the meeting today has made a recommendation on your petition. It'll go to the commission next week for their actual decision, and then you'll be receiving your order in the mail once that meeting has concluded.
Okay. In regards to the codes where it says, I was just trying to reread because I didn't see the slides, that we have to be approved. Can we get something to say, like, our product, what are the criteria of our products to the Florida Building Code? Where would we find that information?
This is Mom and Donnie. I think...
Hey, Mom.
To answer your question, with regard to approval of your product, a lot of these products are probably going to end going through an evaluation entity, which they will come up with compliance criteria for a product to show compliance with the code. It depends on what you're really trying to do and how you're trying to really get these products approved at the local level based on their performance. So that's not something that we can really provide to you. I know.
On each local jurisdiction, Mo?
No. Well, in this case, approval of your product will be subject to approval by each local jurisdiction. Yes, Master.
Thank you, Mo. Tom, Priscilla, any more questions?
I guess I'm just trying to be clear on the process here in regards to the declaratory statement not being code approved, but now our process would be to have to go to each jurisdiction to make sure that our products are approved that way. Because we're just trying, as a manufacturer, trying to get our products on jobs, and we're being told we're not Florida Building Code approved. So we want to show and state that, yes, our products can be used with your project and have no issues.
This is Mo Medani. I think if it's possible, you're welcome to call me or I'll call you. We can go over it.
Outside,
what you're asking is outside really the scope of this meeting and all that.
Gotcha. I appreciate that.
And Priscilla, I know it's outside the scope of the meeting, but as a manufacturer in the state of Florida, and we manufacture some product that doesn't have to go through product approval also, once you have that statement and you take it in, it's pretty effective. So it will help, but I welcome you to have a conversation with Mo and make sure that you're completely clear on what needs to be done.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
And I thank everyone. Are there any other comments? I thank everyone for their participation. Thanks staff in particular for their work in preparing all these analysis and product approvals. And there being no further business, I declare that we're adjourned.
Thank you all.
See y'all next week.
Have a good day.